Today's March 18th, year 2007. It's the fourth Sunday in Lent, also known as Laetare Sunday, which is the midpoint of Lent. We're going to start out, as always do, with a little news thing that we had during this week. Again, it was on March 13th on the national news. General Pace, he's one of the generals of the military, the U.S. Army. And as you know, they were trying to get the U.S. Army to publicly come out and say homosexuals are allowed to be in the Army. Well, they haven't gone that far yet, but they have said don't ask, don't tell policy. In other words, if you know there's a homo in there, but he's not saying he's a homo, you can leave him in the Army. You see? Now, from what I understand, the Marines are more strict, but the regular Army, if you're a homosexual, you can be in there, but don't tell nobody about it, and we ain't going to ask you about it. Which is already, you're letting them come into the Army. But a lot of homosexuals aren't happy with that, because they want to be able to come out and profess it openly. Yes. And so they're attacking that even. They want the Army to actually come out and say, we allow outwardly professed homosexuals to serve in the Army. Which is, homosexuality, as we know, is an abomination. It's a horrible sin against God that caused them to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. It's one of the worst physical sins against the moral commandments. Now everybody, even pagans, have a law upon their heart that tell them homosexuality is an abomination and it's a mortal sin. Even the very thought of it is a mortal sin. So this is natural law stuff. It's not even God's chosen people. Catholics are supposed to know. Even pagans know this. That's why St. Paul says the pagans, even though they don't have the written law, if they violate the law upon their heart in Romans 2:12, that they've committed this mortal sin and are an abomination in the eyes of God and are fully guilty. So even the most worst pagan societies know that homosexuality is an abomination, and most of your pagan societies did know that. They didn't go that far. Some of them did. So not all the pagan societies were immune to homosexuality, but most of them really, it was repugnant to them, even the pagan nations. So what we're talking about here is this is a law upon the heart. Come on. Even if you weren't given the Ten Commandments by Moses from Mount Sinai, or you were a Catholic and had the Ten Commandments, you could be a pagan out on the island somewhere. He knows homosexuality is an abomination. It's against the natural law. So this is how bad the United States and the whole world has got. It's gotten so bad that they're violating the natural laws upon their heart with impunity, and they're going to the point where they're actually trying to make it seem good and quell the conscience. And I'm not going to dwell on that issue too far, but my point was General Pace came out and he said, because we're pushing for this open homosexuality in the U.S. military, and he said homosexuality is immoral. In other words, it's a sin. And he says, and you can't have such a thing, you know, in the Army. And he came right out and said it. This is publicly now. And he said it somewhere, though he said, but he wasn't, I don't know how, in what capacity, but he was wearing his uniform and all that. And you're only supposed to make comments like that as speaking as a person outside of the military, maybe in your church or somewhere else, but you're not allowed to speak it in the military uniform. Well, he broke the laws by coming out and saying, homosexuality is immoral. It's very immoral. It's immoral, and it should never be allowed. He told the truth. And he got pilloried by the press. They attacked him. They actually went all over. How dare him say this? See, what did the guy tell you? He's telling you the truth. He's telling you about the law upon our, and he's getting attacked by everybody now, the homosexuals especially, and all those who support the homos. Now, you don't even have to be a homosexual. All these people that aren't homos, but they're committing adultery, or they're stealing, they're lying, they're cheating, they're robbing, they're murdering. They're all supporting this homosexual movement, too, because they're committing their own mortal sins. And nobody wants to be condemned for the sins they're committing today. They all want to be absolved and be thought, you're okay, you can commit these sins and get away with it. It's no problem. God doesn't curse people who do these things, and God doesn't punish people. Well, anyway, they went crazy after his General Pace. He was taken to task. Big uproar. You know, they want to get him kicked out, fired. He's an abomination. He's archaic. How could he say such a thing? It's barbaric. It's prejudiced. All these typical things you hear. When what is he telling you? He's just telling you the law that God put on everybody's heart. It is an abomination. I would have been stronger even. I said, it's immoral and it's an abomination, and the sins they commit cry out to God for vengeance. That's the truth of the matter. Then what happened was they were saying, they had General Colin Powell come out when he gave a testimony about homos in the Army, and they didn't want him in the Army neither, but they're not allowed to say it is for religious reasons or for moral reasons. What they say is, we're allowed to say they're not allowed to be openly professed in the Army for morale purposes, because it affects the morale of an Army, and it affects the battle effectiveness of your military, because your guys who aren't homos don't want to be fighting and be in close contact with guys that are homos, because they're going to harass them. So there's going to be bad morale. So that's the reason you have to use in the public domain that is acceptable up until now. But you can't bring the religious issue in. You can't bring God into it. You can't say the real reason why is it bad. You can't say the real reason why do you have a morale problem in the military if you have a guy who's not a homo fighting next to homos. Because the homo is going to try and impose his gross beliefs on this guy who's at least obeying the law upon his heart in this area, and that's going to cause a conflict. The real root of the problem is you're breaking God's commandment. And see, in this country, you're never allowed to bring God into anything. As much as they try to say, in God we trust, and you don't trust in God, your God is a false humanistic God. It's a human God. It's not the true God, because you're never allowed to preach his commandments. You can't even preach the law upon the heart without getting pilloried today. So the whole idea behind that was, that it's the whole thing that when you come into office, you have to leave God totally out of the whole equation, which means you're leaving out the natural law, too, that's upon your heart. And you have to come up with these coy excuses and talk around corners, even if you just probably speak to a lot of these generals in private. They would admit that it's an abomination. It's absolute, but they can't say it in public. So what are all these generals doing? Committing sins of omission. And by General Powell and all these other people, by getting up there and saying that the only issue we're going to bring up is that it causes a lack of morale and battle effectiveness among our men, he committed a sin of omission. It's like he himself committed the homosexual sin, because he didn't come out and tell us what the real reason is. The real reason is why it's causing a morale problem. The real reason why it really does affect battle effectiveness is because it's a sin against God, it's a curse, and anything that's a sin against God causes discord among men and between men. That is the reason. And when you don't give that reason, you have already shortchanged God, even if you didn't know the true God yet. But you're acting upon a law upon the heart, you're bound to be saying things like this. Even those people are violating it. So by you saying that, it's not a matter that what they're doing is immoral or against God. That's not my issue. The issue is the battle effectiveness. You've committed a sin of omission. You are guilty of homosexual sins. Even though you don't think them or commit them, you're guilty by sins of omission for not denouncing them. And as you know now, we're hearing a lot of stuff about it all over that in the Bible they're going to try to strike out all the verses that condemn homosexuality. The whole word of God is going to be totally obliterated and washed clean. Protestants have been doing this now for many years anyway. So the Protestants have no defense against stopping this obliteration and dilution of the Holy Word of God, because they're the first ones who started to dilute it and water it down. So now you can have, you're getting all these new interpretations from the Bible, and the Bible is going to finally eventually be banned as an evil book and all that, and the sinners are having a heyday. So that happened on 3:13. End of sermon. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.